Another way Washington wants to help the economy? Give drowning homeowners a break.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama travels west today to Nevada, where he'll unveil some new measures that the White House says will help struggling homeowners and won't have to be approved by Congress. Nevada was hit hard by the housing bust. 60% of homeowners there are underwater or owe more than their houses are worth. The plan also allows those mortgage holders to borrow money at a smaller interest rate, even if the home has negative equity. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is with us live from Washington with the latest on that story. Good morning, Nancy.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
So tell us more about this program.
Well, the Obama administration is loosening the rules for this program. It's called the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Since 2009, it's helped fewer than a million homeowners. So now the rules of the program are being relaxed. As you mentioned, if you qualify, no matter how far you are underwater, and you may not have to get an appraisal of your house.
And how many homeowners is this going to help, Nancy?
Well, the Obama administration wouldn't give out any numbers this morning, but Mark Zandi, the chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says that more than a million homeowners could refinance. Now, Steve, compare that to the estimated 11 million homeowners who are underwater. Mm. It kind of puts this in perspective. But those lucky few that can refinance will save a nice chunk of cash. Sean Donovan, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, did the refinancing math during a White House conference call this morning.
This means typically a savings of $2,500 a year or more for these families. It's the equivalent of a substantial tax cut.
And Steve, getting back to the number of people that could be helped by this, Mark Zandi told me there's no silver bullet here. We just have to take a series of these small steps to help stabilize the housing market.
Small steps. Is this going to help with the problem of foreclosures?
Maybe, but this program really isn't for people who are facing foreclosure because they're behind on their mortgages. There are still some pretty strict requirements that borrowers are going to have to meet. You have to have a job, you have to be current on your mortgage payments, and you have to find a bank to work with. I talked to Guy Sakala about this. He's publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance. He says the new rules announced today don't give banks enough of an incentive to refinance a loan.
Borrowers have to ask lenders for the specific program. They say, I've heard about this HARP program. What can you tell me about it? And the average loan officer doesn't even know anything about it.
So, Steve, there are still lots of hurdles to refinancing. Some people will be helped by the new rules, but certainly not everybody.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reporting from Washington. Nancy, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Well, markets are up right now. The Nasdaq's up more than 2%, the S&P 500 more than 1%, and the Dow up 90 points, about 0.2% at 11,899. Health insurance giant Cigna says it's going to buy elder insurer HealthSpring in a near $4 billion deal, helping Cigna get into the Medicare business. Caterpillar said today profit rose by nearly a third in the last quarter thanks to strong demand. European markets are ending the day as we speak, higher, about 1.5% or so. Asian shares jumped as well with some good manufacturing news from China and Japan. Today, Toyota said it's going to cut production at all of its Japanese plants this week because of a shortage of Thai-made parts. Floods in Thailand have disrupted production there. Later today, movie and TV rental giant Netflix reports earnings. The company is expected to post a profit, even though it's had a rocky few months, as it tries to shift its business to streaming movies and video. From New York, here's Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith.
Since announcing a fee hike in July, Netflix has seen its share price drop more than 60%, and it shaved a million people off of its subscriber projections. Media industry analyst Porter Bibb says the company does have the right idea. About 140 million people watch TV on their computers.
The streaming model that Netflix created, that's going to be the way that we all consume movies and television going forward.
Bibb says the trouble is studios and networks are charging more for their movies and TV shows. That puts the squeeze on Netflix's bottom line. At the same time, the studios and networks are developing rival sites.
Content providers are very likely to set up their own businesses rather than give away the store to third-party streamers.
Bibb says Netflix got to the business early, but it's only a matter of time until content creators figure out a solid online business model to oust the middleman. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. By Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect. And by MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at MassMutual.com.
The Vatican is now weighing on the global economy, calling for, among other things, a tax on all financial transactions and a higher global authority to regulate the world's financial institutions. Reporter Christopher Worth has more from London.
The Vatican wants to counter what it calls selfishness, greed, and the idolatry of the market. It says existing global institutions like the International Monetary Fund are no longer suited to stabilizing the global economy. In its place, the Vatican wants a global public authority to help place ethics at the heart of economic policy. Father Thomas Rees is with the Woodstock Theological Center at Georgetown University.
What they're looking towards is a world authority that can regulate the world economy and that can make sure that it's operating in a way that helps people and not just the richest people and the richest countries in the world.
Rees says the Vatican doesn't expect the measures to be adopted anytime soon, but he says as the world becomes more globalized, there will be more need for a global authority. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
And finally, singers Beyoncé and Jay-Z are expecting a baby, so she did the responsible mom thing and traded in her super high-priced Maybach for a minivan. But there's nothing mini about this mom-mobile. It is a million-dollar Mercedes, custom-fitted with $150,000 sound system, satellite television, Wi-Fi, and full bathroom with shower in the minivan. And in case the baby doesn't get lost in there, mom and dad are building a nursery at their Tribeca, New York City apartment. The baby's room, 2,200 square feet. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
By now, you've heard all kinds of explanations of the European debt crisis, but I guarantee you, you've never heard it this way.
Well, I'm thinking of Oedipus, and I'm reminded of Oedipus as a kind of a Eurozone.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Marketplace in Athens. Next time on the broadcast, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.